Lynn Thompson here. It's the 1st of May, 2020. This morning, before the writing session, I opened the window in my room, and it's been closed and believed to be unable to be opened for over a year and a half, apparently. So for the preamble to this writing and what I've been doing for the last couple weeks, off and on, you can go to the first episode called Writing in the Morning. This is called Writing in the Morning some more. So last week, Chris at Firefly Creative Writing, she offered us the prompt, Here I Am. This morning, she offered that prompt again. And of course, we can go wherever we want. We don't need to go with the prompt, but sometimes it helps to have that. And I think it's worthy of note that when I was a young writer, in my teens in Ottawa, going to Ridgemont High School, I had a creative writing teacher who was a real inspiration, and we're actually still in touch sometimes. He just turned 80 years old, 80 years young. My point is that I have loved creative writing for a long time, and it's so nice to be writing in a group, even though we aren't sharing it on the session. It's just a 20-minute write with a bit of before and after, with between 130 and 150 people. It's quite an experience, really. It's a quiet experience. And so I feel inspired to share what I wrote today. So the prompt is, Here I am. Here I am. Do you see me? I am here, ready to be seen. In this time of abundance of time, here I am, grateful to be seen through words, images, being whoever I am, because each day I meet myself anew. Here I am. What do I see? I see a woman who opens her own doors, as my mother in spirit says. Even though I don't consider myself a feminist, and I do say thank you with grace when a door is opened for me, I have made thousands of moves and steps through doors on my own accord, and no need to ask permission or wait on a nod. This trail is still blazing. This thrill is still amazing. This new morning has me up and in a stance of stillness and a dance of willness. What's next? Here I am, grateful, happy, me. Here I am. Wow. How can it be that I get to still be here? Each moment a gift that I am in. What shall we do now? And now. And now. This is the time to be here, in the time of less veneer, of more yesness, in the sheer momentum of moments cascading over and around and through me, words tumbling as the constructs are crumbling and peeling, it's reeling, and layers revealing the players in my mind and feeling anything that lingers, everything that triggers anything other than positive thoughts about what is possible to be embraced in this moment of here I am-ness. Here I am here, where the here-ness is the nearness of each and every dream that ever seemed elusive. I am here to claim my ticket. No need to pick it. All is easily received as it is given. I've been living life to the max, and here is still more to strive for, more to be alive for. Even as I excel, I am willing to exhale. Oh, and breathe in again, honoring the flow that sustains my here I am-ness. Here I am. Yes, it is still me. After these 21 times 3 years, through the fears and tears and nears to death and clears to life, I vote to stay in and pray in this day and each way I get to be in my am. The hope is better than the nope. As each new door is opened and walked through, the saying yes to new, crying blessed to blue of the sky that is ever beyond any clouds that hover like a lover over my heart, it's a place to start and keep going, and there is ever more to roam and find the new home to land, to plan, to make a stand for the best of me, the blessed of me, the crest of my amness in this moment, ever this time of my life. I am here, not sorry for the story, ready to love the glory of filling the puzzle up to the edges and beyond, way beyond, to new stars of my I amness, full constellations of what is beyond my wildest dreams, finding them there, where they have been waiting for me to catch up, to reach up, to teach up, and marvel that ever there was this true place of being who I am, and completely stay.